Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit myspecialmortgage.com. That's myspecialmortgage.com.
It's football at four with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Just a quick update, the Rockies did pile up. You know, it said they had the bases loaded out with no outs, and they produced. Charlie Blackman was 0 for 8 this year with the bases loaded. He dropped in a little dinky single, but it drove in two runs, and just one run after another, so it's 10-3 now.
I like how chances even better.
Oh, yeah. It's looking good, and it's top of the eighth, and I anticipate the Rockies will, you know, skate by the Diamondbacks, which means they'll take 3 of 4 from the Diamondbacks after losing 2 of 3 from the Dodgers. Nice little comeback. The Dodgers play in St. Louis later tonight, so the Rockies will stretch their lead over the Diamondbacks to 4.5 games. And we'll see what the Dodgers do tonight. But there you go. Football at 4. Yes, Alfred. What do we get from VJ today? Vance Joseph. Who knows what you say day in, day out? I don't know if today is any different than any other day. Oh, they let Carlos Henderson go. How about that?
Well, we've had 4 different moves on practice squad this week. So it's just a football decision, and you know, it's part of what you do with your practice squad. You kind of, you know, keep bringing guys in and out to try to find the best fits for your future, you know, and guys who can play for you if someone gets injured. So it's purely a football decision. That's all I can say about that.
What round draft pick was he? What was Carlos? Third round?
Third.
2 years ago?
He said it was a football decision. Now, why would he say it was a football decision to make sure that we know that it wasn't a
drug decision?
Drug decision.
Suspension,
right?
Decision?
Right.
I don't know. So we always thought Carlos Henderson would be gone at some point. I don't know. I don't know why he needed to be put on practice squad in the first place, but he's gone. So that draft pick's gone. Is Langley still on the practice squad? I think he is. I don't know. Maybe that 2017 draft can work out somehow. But Carlos Henderson will be remembered for what, Alfred?
I'll tell you off air sometime.
Okay.
But nothing on the field.
That's a weird one. How about that? A third round draft pick that never played one snap for the team. Now, that's a good one right there. I know that's Maurice Clarett territory, right? Third-round picks that never, ever get on the field, ever. Come on, that's a little unusual. A third-round pick who never gets one snap and before he's gone? So there you go. The journey of Carlos Henderson wraps up. Do you see any world where he comes back to the team in any fashion, Alfred?
No. No, only because, you know, this last attempt was basically looked at as a show-me kind of deal. And since you didn't get there, then we won't worry about that anymore.
Hey, he's gone. He's just like Paxton Lynch. Gone. What day are we on of Paxton Lynch looking for a job? Any word on Paxton Lynch, by the way, fellas?
Cricket since Philadelphia.
Okay. So it's day what? I mean, when was he dumped? What are we on? Day 14? 10?
Well, it happened on the 2nd, and we're the 13th, so we're working on day 11.
We're on day 11 of Paxton Lynch, a first-round draft pick as a quarterback, being unemployed. Come on! That's not a little remarkable to anybody out there?
I think it's remarkable because somebody should have at least had him in for a workout.
He's been to three places. And signed
for a non-guaranteed portion of a paycheck.
It's pretty remarkable.
Oh, it's really remarkable. Not to sign him before the start of the year, okay. But since the year has gone on and we've had injuries in the NFL and nobody has been willing to see who Paxton was on a everyday basis, that's a hard reality and a harsh reality about who you are and what the perception is about who you are as a player.
I mean, let's think about it. You're not good enough to be the starter for the Broncos. You're not good enough to be the backup. You're too awkward for the team to keep you around as the third string. And now 31 other teams have told you you're not even worthy of anything. This is a guy who's actually started in the NFL. So you mean to tell me every backup and third string guy who's on a 53 in the NFL is better than Paxton Lynch? Wow. Like they just dumped Peterman in Buffalo, right? And Josh Allen's going to start, but Paxton Lynch isn't good enough to back up Josh Allen? Or be the third stringer on the Bills? What about Green Bay? What is going on with Aaron Rodgers, do you think?
I think that Aaron Rodgers is hurting.
Me too.
R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
And maybe I'm a little sensitive to it because my surgery on Monday, but I don't know. It looks pretty obvious to me that he's messed up. I mean, amazing effort. But you pointed out yesterday how drugged up he sounded after the game.
Oh, yeah.
He sounded like he was in La La Land, which makes his performance even more remarkable, I suppose. But adrenaline and drugs are a powerful combination, Alfred. It can get you through almost anything, right?
Well, adrenaline almost by itself. You throw the drugs in on top of that, and, you know, you won't feel it for, you know, 16 to 17 hours. But when it hits, boy, when it hits.
So they have said his status is uncertain for Sunday. That's today, Thursday. He's obviously messed up. Is Paxton Lynch going off to Green Bay? I'm sorry to obsess about Paxton Lynch, but it just the degree of how terrible he is striking to me. The degree, rather, Al, of how he's devalued by the league, it is remarkable that this was our guy, and this is his status in the league at this point. I mean, how could the Broncos get it this wrong?
Well, I think when you look at the Broncos and their perspective, everything on film looked right, but they didn't take the time to.
But how did they miss
do
it
the homework
this much?
But you know, I think what happened there is that there was a lot of talk and a lot of speculation that there are other teams that were looking at Paxton Lynch, and I think the Denver Broncos tried to slide him in under the radar without giving a whole bunch of fanfare about him coming to visit and them leading on like he was their guy. So when that happened, you know, what you do is that you're rolling the dice to say that, you know, he is who we see on film. And in this case, it just wasn't the case. You didn't, you know, on film, Paxton Lynch looked as good as any quarterback out there that was drafted, looked better than or as good as Dak Prescott, who we beat head to head.
Who we now think might be terrible, too, by the way.
Yeah. I don't think he's an NFL, you know, he's not a franchise guy.
You know, it just wasn't that year, I guess. I don't know. Crazy. All right, we'll take a quick break. The Rockies are going to the top of the ninth. They're leading the Diamondbacks 10-3, so we anticipate they're going to wrap it up, which is awesome. Great job by the Rockies. Lots of smiles down there at Coors Field. I mean, it's just been an awesome run. Another awesome run for the Rockies. Details next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage, special circumstance lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web. 303-790-2222, the phone number. SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
You're listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3, The Fan.
I always thought anytime the hitter's in the box, it was hard to get out of there.
And the Rockies sent two. For a moment, it looked like Story was just going to carry himself to first base, running throw to first, but instead they go to second, get the double play over at first.
4 for Chad Bettis. This game's done. The Rockies take it 10-3 over the Diamondbacks. And 3 out of 4 in this series this week against Arizona. Colorado improves to 81-65 on the year. Their division lead is now 2 games over Los Angeles.
How about that, huh? Facebook Live today. I believe they gave the broadcasters milk money so they could get to the game on time. Their parents are picking them up after the game's over. As, you know, taking light rail's a little dicey. I don't think anybody has their license. Love it. So now what with the Rockies? Well, what are you going to do with this? When do we start getting some national respect? It's September 13th.
It's happening.
We got the Dodgers by 2 games.
On MLB Network, it's happening. They're showing games and showing everything that's happening as it happens real time on MLB Network. So I know it feels like we're left out by maybe, you know, ESPN, but MLB Network is following what we're doing.
Be like a mushroom, grow in the dark.
That's right.
Favorite expression. I know.
Favorite expression. Learn to be a mushroom.
You see what Anthony Rizzo did?
What did he do now?
Well, there is a bit of a ridiculous situation. The Cubs had to get a game in with the Nationals, and instead of just doing the game like at the end of the season, or maybe not even playing the game at all, because the Nationals are, you know, way out of it. The Cubs they're in a battle, for sure. They only have a 1-game lead on the Brewers. Their record is slightly better than the Rockies. But they made them go for like 1 game to Washington. So Anthony Rizzo, in some sort of funny protest, didn't change his uniform. He didn't bring any clothes with him. He just wore his game uniform from the 1 game onto the plane to play in the game, and he didn't bring a change of clothes because they're going to travel back the next day, too. He just got on the plane in his uniform. And he's going to play in that uniform.
Okay.
I thought that was funny.
Are they anywhere close?
Who?
Cubs are way out, huh?
No, the Cubs are... Where are they? They're in first place. Oh, they're a game up on
That's right.
You know?
That's part of our...
Are you
that's
listening
part
to
of
anything
dilemma.
I'm saying?
But I was reading the story.
Okay.
That's part of our dilemma in the wild card, by the way.
Let's go to Jesse. Hi, Jesse. You're on the fan. What's going on, pal? Jesse?
Cubs, Brewers. Yeah.
Jesse? We got Jesse potted up, Big Sexy. I was told that I wasn't patient enough with the callers. Jesse? I think Jesse's still there. Let me try Morris. Hi, Morris. What's going on, pal?
What's going on?
There he is. It's Morris, everybody.
Morris in Hampton Roads, Virginia.
I know. You okay? Are you in hurricane danger, or are you all right?
Well, I'm in what they call a Zone D. They have 4 zones, A, B, C, and D. A is like mandatory evacuation. They told you to get out of here.
Yeah.
About 3/4 of those people left. I'm not leaving, but I'm only about a half hour from the oceanfront.
Well, are you dumb or are you
half
lying?
Hour?
No,
but
no,
you're not even close. But the storm is not close to you.
No, it's not here yet.
Man.
It's not here. They're saying by tomorrow morning we'll be getting it. At first they thought that the eye wasn't coming over this way, but they're saying it's turning northwest. If it is, it's going to go right over us.
All right, be careful, dude.
I should not be flooded. The only thing I'm worried about is tornadoes coming out of it.
Right.
Yeah, well, like, where are you going to go anyways, by the way? I'm looking at the projected path. I don't even know where you would go. You'd have to leave the state. You'd have to go to, like, Nashville.
Yeah, you got to leave. Got to go to the mountains somewhere.
Right.
Oh, these aren't mountains. They're foothills here. But I sent you another story. I grew up a half a block away from Troy Lindsey in Denver.
From who?
Troy Lindsey, who is Philip Lindsey's dad.
Oh, okay. Sorry. All right. Okay, cool. All right.
And he was the star running back at Thomas Jefferson High School.
All right. Very cool.
And they won a state championship behind him.
Oh, so I didn't know that.
A neat little story. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
1980.
He's got to be very proud of his kiddo, huh?
Oh, yeah.
What position? What position did he play?
He played running back.
Nice.
And so here in Hampton Roads, I've been yelling Philip Lindsey the entire time. I was telling people, they were laughing at me. They're not laughing now. They're like, hey, tell us about this guy. We want to get him for fantasy. So he's making news all over the country.
Well, right on, Morris.
He is the man.
He is a man, and we're thrilled to see his progress, and we hope that you don't get too, you know, bad with the flooding and stuff. I know you're such a huge Broncos fan, and we really appreciate you. So hang in there, okay, Morris?
I will.
All right, pal. I'll talk to you.
Good job, man.
What do you mean?
You were nicer.
You were nice.
Oh, I just have fun. People take things too seriously.
If you have hate in your heart, let it out.
Let it out. Let it out.
I mean, what are you supposed to say when a guy says, hey, first time, long time?
First time talking to you in a long time?
It says, like, first time. Like, first time, long time. Who cares? Sorry. Does that sound too harsh?
Oh, very much so.
Oh, okay. All right. I think it's kind of funny, but everybody's so sensitive.
So did you finish watching the Apple update and the press conference and everything?
No, I didn't watch any of it.
None of it, huh?
No.
You just don't care.
Do you have some shocking developments for us?
Nothing.
I mean, you told me I could get my EKG on my watch. What else is there?
I'm just asking, did you watch it? I mean, you're an Apple guy, so
I'm a lazy guy. I found something that works and I just keep with it.
No, okay. Let me ask you this then, since you are a lazy guy and you'll probably be a lazy guy tonight and just watch the game between the Bengals as your preview before we play the Baltimore Ravens next week.
Yeah.
Are you expecting Joe Flacco to go out and do his thing, 300 yards passing?
We can get into it.
And then possibly throw in a little wildcat, a little RPO, something of everything from...
How many snaps did Lamar take last week?
I don't know, but I know it was a few highlighted plays.
He could have played the entire second half. It'd been fun. They just killed the Bills. We can preview that game. That's kind of a good idea. And we're going to have to see them.
By the way, that's our next week opponent. I know this is Raider week, but yeah, it's going to be a good one.
This is a Drive on the Fan.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents... The Drive with Big Allen. What, where,
why, or when? Lamar Jackson had 30 snaps on offense. All really? I remember when this music meant pretty impressive. What do you do? They all bluff and not about nothing. Well, I guess I didn't really watch the game closely enough. I mean, I saw there was a blowout. Mike and I were broadcasting, as we will be this Sunday, from the View House in Littleton. Great location, by the way. Love being out there. And it was on while we were on the air, so I saw a blowout was happening, but I really didn't go back and like look at the details of the game, not yet. Go back and look at that a little bit closer. 30 snaps, huh?
That's what the game book says.
How many times did he touch the ball?
I only see one attempted pass and one handoff or one rush for no yards.
Okay. What else was he doing on the field then?
One sec.
Did you go and watch the Buffalo-Baltimore game, Al? And if you
I'm sorry. I've got Lamar Jackson, 7 rushes, 39 yards, 1 pass, completed 24 yards.
Okay.
He was 1 for 4 passing.
So they gave him 7 carries, huh? Wow. There you go. Use him. Why not? By the way, from everything I can tell, it's inspired Joe Flacco, Al. And tonight it's the Bengals and the Ravens. You can hear that right here on The Fan. And, yeah, I think it's worth paying attention to for Broncos fans, sure. Not to look past the Raiders too much, I guess, but I don't know. It's the only game of the night tonight. I'll be watching it, won't you? Seeing what this Ravens team's all about?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a football fan, so it's Thursday night. It's a beautiful night. I'll probably just sit outside and watch it outside and just try to soak it all up and enjoy the last few days of this warm weather. I mean, this weather is ridiculous right now.
No,
this is
I don't even like it. No, it's too hot.
It's beautiful.
It's terrible, actually.
Come on, D-Mag.
Who likes this?
Come on, D-Mag.
Doesn't matter. I can't move.
Get in where you fit in, baby.
I'm inside all day, and then I'm like, oh, time to go to work. God, I got that great Honda Pilot Touring from Champ Honda. Thing is awesome. Plenty of leg room, thank God. But yeah, my days are pretty boring. It's been roasting, though. Looks warm.
Got the AC on now?
The AC is cranking. I don't know how I'd be living my life without the AC at this point. I mean, I'm definitely watching. I should have gone back and watched the Ravens-Bills game. I certainly had the time. I was watching the Raiders. I don't know. I just was so unimpressed with the Raiders.
Flacco, there's something wrong there.
I mean, when you've gone back and watched, did you see anything that was all that impressive?
No,
I mean, anything.
And what I saw is a team who had collectively come up with a game plan to disallow competition at the wide receiver position against their cornerbacks. So, what did Jalen Ramsey do to get the interception? He moved in on Jared Cook and played Jared Cook man to man. And got an interception on Jared Cook.
Who matches up against Cook for the Broncos?
Oh, it would have to be somebody like Justin Simmons.
Okay. How do you like that matchup?
I do like that. I do like that. Because Justin is a bigger guy, rangy guy, and we know that he can catch the football. So if it's an overthrow, underthrown ball, then he can make the adjustment and make the play. I like Justin Simmons as a football player. I think he's thinking his way through the game. And if there was only one more thing that I would add to his game to make him even more complete is to be a more forceful tackler. But other than that, I mean, there are no complaints about his game. There are no complaints about the way that he is playing. And the guy that quietly has gone about his business and has done a great job and somebody that, you know, we thought the job was in jeopardy is no longer do we think that way is Darian Stewart. I mean, he has come alive, and he has been the rock that this secondary has needed. And between him and Chris Harris, it looks like the communication is good. And those fire zones, the first play of the game, and, you know, Joe Woods and that defense over there came with a blitz, and Darian Stewart was involved in the first sack of the year, along with Bradley Chubb. So I would say that, you know, it's a different kind of secondary, one that is going to be tested. You know, they're not afraid of Bradley Roby over there. Now, were they afraid of Aqib Talib? Yes. Yes. Were they scared of Marcus Peters? Yes.
Not enough, I guess.
Oh, he threw the ball. He threw the ball because he thought Peters was not impressed man to man. He was just in off coverage and broke on the ball when he got the interception. So it's clear that he was trying to stay away from the cornerbacks, except he didn't read that Peters was in man to man coverage on Cook, when he got the interception.
On the text line, don't 99% of all cars offer you adequate leg room, D-Mac? That's a short joke. I get it. Was Marshawn Lynch's touchdown impressive?
I think, yeah.
It was all right.
Yeah. But I thought those plays were outlawed. If this was Pop Warner football, then the play would have been blown dead right where he got tackled the first time.
Hold up. Al has a TV outside? Anyone else invited over?
No, I said I'm going to sit outside and watch TV. I didn't say the TV was outside.
Where's the TV then if you're sitting outside?
It's inside.
What?
I can sit outside and watch.
You can sit outside and watch the TV inside?
Yes.
How big is that TV? Wait a second.
65 inch.
Whoa. Does the TV pivot somehow?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's got an arm? Does it, like, swing and you, so you can turn it? Or?
Yeah, man. I'm ready, man. I'm ready.
Wow.
I'm ready.
I saw your Facebook post the other day, by the way.
Oh, yeah, man. Just enjoying
glorious,
that wonderful Colorado victory.
Up on that beautiful sunset. Overlooking,
oh, it was nice.
Overlooking the land of Alfred.
Oh, it was so nice.
How often do you post to Facebook?
That was my first time in... I don't know, a couple, 3 years.
You just look glorious up there, just surveying all that is yours.
Like, man, I was like, man, this is so good. And then Sunday when the Broncos won, wasn't as dramatic because...
Did you pose for that? Did you have somebody take that picture? Like, hey, I'm going to just
No, I was just
pose?
Out there. I was just out there just enjoying myself, and my wife just snapped a picture.
And you looked at it and you
and
thought...
I say, send that to me. And then I posted it.
You saw how great that looked?
I'm like,
boom,
man.
Facebook.
That was a good win for the University of Colorado. You know, it was a solid win for the Denver Broncos, but a good win's going to come against the Baltimore Ravens. This is going to be a solid win. This, you know, believe it or not, this game is going to be a little tougher than people let on to be because we're not as talented defensively as the Rams. We're pretty good, but not as talented.
All right.
But I think that. I'm not going to scare anybody and
I mean, there's
say
no,
that the Raiders are going to win.
There's
because
no
I
doubt.
Think we're better at quarterback.
We have set ourselves up. We do this every year.
We're better at wide receiver.
We guarantee games. It happens every year.
I'm not guaranteeing.
Where we can't lose.
But we should win this game. We should win this game
by
8 points.
I've been listening to the station nonstop.
8 points, we should win this game.
Every single show on this radio station has run out of things to say about this Raiders game.
No, except they're going to go three wides on us, and Adam Jones is going to be made to play, you know, 75-80% of the plays.
Well, he did last week.
No, he didn't.
Sure he did. He played like 30-something. Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm saying that he's going to be on the field because they went out and got Martavis Bryant so that they could open it up.
He's rotating around with Tremaine Brock. I mean, are
Tremaine
you, wait,
Brock
hold
played
on.
Two
are
plays
you,
of defense, dude.
Are you nervous about Pac-Man Jones playing?
Well, you know, you weren't here on Monday when I said that there was almost a terrible mistake made on the second-to-last play of the game because Russell Wilson broke the pocket and was scrambling left,
mm-hmm.
and Adam Jones was in a trail position by 5 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Simmons came over and saved the day. That's not how you draw up any defense like that at the end of the game.
You and know Pac-Man Jones is going to cost us defensively at some point. You realize that,
not.
Right?
I hope not. But he almost did.
Dude,
if Justin Simmons wasn't there then, could have cost us a touchdown in the game.
You realize Adam Jones is just like Jamie Moyer, right?
No.
Yes.
No, dude. No. A 50-year-old pitcher? You're comparing our cornerback to a 50-year-old pitcher?
A 35-year-old corner to a 50-year-old pitcher? Yeah. Yeah, I am comparing that.
Oh, my goodness.
But you know it. You know it deep in your heart.
No, I do not.
You know it.
No, I do not.
You just brought it up.
No, he gambled.
You just brought
it
up.
He gambled. He tried to get an interception where he shouldn't have been trying to get an interception.
All right, we'll get your calls on it. We don't need to...
he's not Jamie Moyer. Right. He's not 50 years. He's not getting an AARP check.
He gets the cornerback AARP check.
He's getting an AARP discount.
We'll do some work in the break. How many 35-year-old corners are in the National Football League right now? How many, seriously, how many corners 35 or older are actually playing in the NFL right now? This is The Drive on The Fan.
It's The Drive with Big Alan Dmac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the evening?
All right, so we did some research.
Stowing away the time.
And what do we find, Big Sexy? There's a couple people out there older than Pac-Man Jones, right?
Yeah, there's one that is 35 years old, and he is the only other defensive back that I can find that is near Pac-Man's age.
And that's
Tremont Williams for the Green Bay Packers.
Okay. When I say he's Jamie Moyer, it means that...
he's going to get a win. He's going to be the oldest guy to ever return a touchdown from the cornerback position?
No, that's not what I mean.
What do you mean? I'm trying to figure that out.
What I mean is you're in just such a desperate situation where this made sense. I mean, there's only one cornerback in the league older than Pac-Man Jones. It's just not
Terrence
a position.
Terrence Newman just retired, so, you know, I knew that was going to be.
Okay. Well, so he's not.
He's not in the league.
So there's one. It's just like we knew at some point with Jamie Moyer, they're going to hit home runs off of him. And boy, did they ever. I mean, it's like watching a softball pitcher. So as cool as the story might sort of feel, your team's just not in a very good position where that is the best option. Having a 35-year-old cornerback is not a good option. It's going to get you burned at some point. But Langley didn't work out, and I guess you don't trust Yadam enough, and you just, I don't know, you swung and you missed. I mean, I still don't know why they didn't make a bigger effort to get DRC or Kayvon Webster, or especially Kayvon Webster. That I really don't understand. Was Kayvon Webster too expensive? Is that, at the end of the day, why it didn't work out?
I don't know. An Achilles injury, maybe?
Yeah, and they had him in-house, so they know more about him than anybody else. So,
listen, I understand the main reason that you have Pac-Man Jones is because you blew it with Isaiah McKenzie and you can't trust him returning punts. And Jordan Taylor is not healthy right now, unfortunately. I mean, you're in a tough spot. And VJ's got this relationship with him. It's just, it's... when it happens, you know it's going to happen. I hope it doesn't cost them a game. It's not a great position to be in, and it's certainly nothing they'll extend more than this year, that's for sure. But they were desperate, and we'll just see how much he plays. He played a lot. I was surprised how much he played the other day. Got himself $1 million. Returned two punts for 4.7 yards, which I was fine with.
I'm glad you were happy with it.
Yeah, I'm fine. I like the way he handled the punts. I just know it's going to happen. I mean, it's going to happen. He was the lowest rated cornerback on the Bengals last year out of six guys.
Did you also mention the fact that he was injured?
He was injured and then he went on IR near the end of the season. Okay. He wasn't injured while he was being terrible.
He was injured while he was being terrible.
What was his injury while he was being terrible?
The same injury that pushed him on IR.
How much of the season was he injured for then?
I think it was more than half of it.
So he played with an injury? So he's healthy now?
He's healthy now.
Yeah.
He looks good. He looks good.
He doesn't look good. Oh, my God.
Man. What happened to if you have a uniform on?
You are funny,
guys,
man.
What happened if you have a uniform on Sunday, you are 100% you're expected to play?
Oh, okay, fine. You're still old. I mean, you can put a uniform on. You don't get younger.
I'm talking about last year when Alfred was saying that if you're playing with an injury.
If you have a uniform on, we assume that you're healthy. I don't know what else to say. So,
D-Mac is clueless. He doesn't like Pac-Man because of his background. That is true. I do not like Pac-Man because of his background. But this has nothing to do with his background. This is about football and cornerbacks.
You really don't like him.
I would never have Pac-Man Jones on my team because of his background. There's no doubt about it. But that is nothing to do with nothing in this particular case. This guy's playing a lot. It'll happen. He'll get burned because he's an older player who's not that familiar with the system. You just pointed out a play that could have cost the Broncos the game.
Yeah, because he was gambling. Shouldn't gamble.
So
in that situation, game is over. Just do your job. That's it.
I mean, there's but I guess he's better than Brendan Langley. I mean, that's the bottom line, right? He's better than Brendan Langley.
Better. Better than Tremaine Brock.
And better than Isaiah McKenzie.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
So he's better than a free agent acquisition, who's had a colorful past as well, by the way. He's better than a draft pick in Isaiah McKenzie, who's not on the team anymore. He's gone, right? And he's better than Brendan Langley, who was another draft pick, who's in his second year, should, you know, be good enough to play that position in the NFL.
Langley's on practice squad.
Right. It's just, this is the Jamie Moyer situation. You're just left with, like, zero options. Goodness.
Come on, man.
This is Jamie Moyer, part two. But you just,
really? You
hope, you hang on, and you have, you know, VJ's got this belief that, oh, I, you know, knew this guy a couple years ago, and blah, 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 blah. So you go for it.
All right, man. I mean, this is your guy. This is your new Emmanuel Sanders.
Incorrect.
And I mean, and
totally
let me
incorrect. Totally incorrect.
Let me ask you this. If Emmanuel Sanders wants to drive in the yellow lanes on his way to work,
well, because if it's an emergency.
After playing like that last week, is it okay if Emmanuel Sanders drives in the middle of the lane if he's going to play like that?
Wow. So what was it created for? Mercy, right?
Right.
I mean, man, drive in the middle lane, bro, if you're going to play like this, man.
Nobody really remembers. Everybody thinks, like, I just, like, hate Emmanuel Sanders, which definitely is not true.
We love him to be Emmanuel.
I know.
Well, I play for the Broncos.
Right. Do you know who I am? Do you know what I do?
I was late for work.
Right. It's made for people late for work, right? It's emergency lane.
Why else would you have it? If it's not for people like me who's a little late for work.
No, my criticisms of Sanders are completely different and had nothing to do with him not being able to play. Everybody knows Emmanuel Sanders is a great player. Emmanuel Sanders has many more years left of playing football, if he chooses to. Batman Jones is just too old. You realize there were no other teams bidding for his services, right? We were it.
Right now?
Yes, right now.
How many 30-plus-year-old corners are in the NFL?
That's a good question. I can't imagine there's many.
We'll see. I think DRC's playing. We're going to see him this weekend.
There's one.
The guy that I said to go get.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Doesn't matter. Everybody's in,
celebratory mood.
Everybody's in a good mood. It is funny to me how nobody's a little cautious right now based on last year.
What do you mean? Do you think we have the same quarterback that we did last year?
Definitely not.
Okay.
We're definitely in a better situation there.
Well, then we start there, and then how can it be worse?
Everybody loved Trevor Siemian, though, at this point last year. You forget.
I thought the game plan was good. But
Everybody loved Trevor Siemian.
But we always had an issue with how Trevor led.
There were some people on this radio station wanting to rip up that contract and sign him to a longer deal.
A 2-year deal for $10 million. Still today, if Trevor Siemian was available with his experience, I would say that that's still a good deal. 2-year, $10 million for your backup quarterback who has NFL experience? Come on, man. 2-year starter? Come on. Who wouldn't do that? You would do that.
For it's Trevor Siemian?
Your Trubisky.
Glennon Doctrine?
Glennon Doctrine.
Yes.
I mean, he's a perfect guy for the Trubisky Glennon doctrine.
If you draft, no.
Yes, he's the guy. Yeah, you draft the guy and you keep Trevor Siemian as your backup quarterback.
No, because Glennon was a high round draft pick at some point. Mike Glennon was highly regarded. Trevor Siemian was never highly regarded. It doesn't matter. Dilly dilly. We're in good shape. We got Case Keenum. Glennon was a third round pick, and then Trubisky was a first round pick. Glennon was making like $18 million. I'm happy with the Broncos quarterback situation right now.
I'm not.
You're not? Why?
I don't understand it.
Really?
No, I don't. I don't understand it. Do you?
Yes. It finally makes sense.
Explain it to me.
We'll do that on the other side. Rockies with the big win. Mark Schlereth on the Raiders.
It's your daily exclamation mark with Mark Schlereth. Brought to you by Shomp BMW.
I'll tell you this. You look at the Raiders. Do they have a pass rush? Probably not. They don't have great pass rushers. So I get that. But for the most part, they shut down a pretty potent offense in the Rams. I understand that Todd Gurley had over 100 yards, and he's a beast, and this, that, and the other. But they did a pretty good job on the defensive side of the ball. Offensively, they scored 13 points, and they did it while they were jumping off sides, getting holding calls, to the tune of 11 different penalties over the course of that game. They really did it while they were behind the chains for the majority of the first half and the second half of that game, and their quarterback was awful. He was inaccurate. He missed throws. He misread coverages. He basically just did not play very well. The Oakland Raiders have a stout offensive line. They're inside three guys. I would put them up against any inside three in all of football with Osemele, with Hudson at center, and with Gabe Jackson at the right guard position. So they're much better than that score would have indicated last week on Monday night against the Rams. So I fully expect them to come in here ready to play, backs against the wall. It's a better team than you think it is. I think the Broncos are better. There's no question about that. But don't be surprised when they have a little bounce back play. So I think Vance Joseph is doing the right things because he's trying to get his team ready to get their cleats on the grass.
Mark Schlereth and Mike Evans tomorrow morning at 6 on Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.